USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump holds a lengthy news briefing in Singapore after his summit with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, after which the two men sign an agreement in which the president offers security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. The president at that news briefing says,
"It's my honor today to address the people of the world following this very historic summit with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea. Spent very intensive hours together, and I think most of you have gotten the signed document, or you will very shortly. It's very comprehensive. It's going to happen. I stand before you as an emissary of the American people to deliver a message of hope and vision and a message of peace."
And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
A hostage situation involving four young children has a sad and tragic ending, as Orlando Police Chief John Mina announced late last night that Gary Lindsay Jr. had shot and killed the children, who ranged in age from 1 to 11, before taking his own life. A standoff had begun late Sunday night. Police say Lindsay shot and critically wounded an officer as they were attempting to make a domestic violence arrest at his apartment near Universal Orlando Resort. Orlando and Orange County SWAT team negotiators spent over 20 hours trying to bring about a peaceful resolution, but again, that was not possible. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow is said to be doing well after suffering a heart attack just ahead of the big summit with North Korea's leader. President Trump tweeted yesterday that Kudlow was in Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland being treated for the attack, and Press Secretary Sarah Sanders later said he's in good condition. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Again, President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un holding their historic summit in Singapore hours ago. President Trump holding a news conference after the summit, and here's more from that.
Most importantly, I want to thank Chairman Kim for taking the first bold step toward a bright new future for his people. Our unprecedented meeting, the first between an American president and a leader of North Korea, proves that real change is indeed possible. My meeting with Chairman Kim was honest, direct, and productive. We got to know each other well in a very confined period of time, under very strong circumstances. We're prepared to start a new history, and we're ready to write a new chapter between our nations.
The statement the two leaders signed says the U.S. will offer security guarantees in exchange for denuclearization. And there will be plenty of distractions today for the people who work in downtown Washington, D.C. as Constitution Avenue shut down for a Washington Capitals victory parade. As many as 500,000 to 700,000 people are expected to crowd the National Mall area for the party. The parade for the Stanley Cup champions getting underway at 11 a.m. Eastern. It will include a flyover of four F-16s from the D.C. National Guard. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.